You belong to a Lonely Hearts Club?
I'd never done that sort of thing before. I'd seen the advertisements in the papers.
Well, who hasn't? Young man wants young lady wants young man.
But I'd never taken them seriously. Until one day I saw his advertisement. Even then, I tried not to answer it, really, but it just kept calling out to me.
He could be 75.
No. The advertisement says young man.
You haven't even asked for a photograph?
I don't know his name or what he looks like, but I have a much more certain guide. I can tell exactly what he looks like inside. When I undertook this correspondence, little did I know I'd grow so fond. Little did I know our views would so correspond. He writes me what his feelings are on Shaw, Flaubert, Chopin, Renoir. The more I read, the more I find we're one in mind and heart. I know the kind of home we'd share, the books, the prints, the music there. A home, a life that's warm and full and rich in love. And art. I don't need to see his handsome profile. I don't need to see his manly frame. All I need to know is in each letter, each long revealing letter. I couldn't know him better if I knew his name. Oh, I know him so well, Ilona. I know that he's a very successful person and terribly well-educated, and he's gentle and kind and soft-spoken. Oh, I know all this about him and so much more. I've just never met him. That's all.
He isn't too handsome, true, it doesn't much matter. But his personal habits are more important than his looks. Supposing he snores like a locomotive, supposing he grinds his teeth, supposing he's a knuckle cracker, good luck with your books. And another small detail that you haven't yet mentioned, I am speaking of sex, dear, when you and he are all alone.
I don't need to see his handsome profile.
I was taken in by someone's
profile. I don't need to see his manly frame.
I was taken in by someone's frame.
He's in each letter.
How I could have used one long revealing letter.
I could love him much better if I knew his name.
I knew his name.
What?